A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. He's asking about the van rental market in Israel for moving. Specifically, he wants to know what's actually available within that 3.5-ton license limit we all have on a standard B license. What gives you the most capacity? And whether you're better off at Eldin or some specialty place nobody's heard of.
This is one of those questions where the answer saves you real money. August is coming, everyone's lease is up, and the rental lots turn into a battlefield.
I've seen it. Grown adults weeping into their paperwork next to a Citroen Berlingo that can't fit a mattress.
And that's the hook, right? You walk onto the lot, they've got a Peugeot Boxer, a Citroen Berlingo, and a Ford Transit sitting there. All three are legal to drive with your B license because they're all under 3.5 tons gross vehicle weight. But only one of them is getting your sofa, your bed, and your dining table to the new place in one trip.
If you pick wrong, you're doing 3 round trips in August heat, paying by the kilometer, wondering where your life went wrong.
The numbers are brutal. During peak moving season, June through September, rental prices spike 20-30%. General agencies like Eldin and Shlomo Sixt frequently run out of vans entirely. If you don't know the payload math, and you don't know which type of agency to call, you can easily burn an extra 500 shekels and lose an entire day to trips you didn't need to make.
The question sits at this intersection of boring vehicle specs and genuine domestic emergency.
It all starts with one number, 3,500 kilograms. That's your ceiling. Everything flows from there. Let's unpack what GVW actually means when you're standing at the rental counter. Gross vehicle weight is the total the van can weigh when it's fully loaded. That's the van itself, you, your passengers, fuel, and every box of books you own. The B license caps that total at 3.5 tons, or 3,500 kilograms.
Which means the number that actually matters to you isn't the cargo volume in cubic meters. It's the curb weight, what the van weighs empty.
Because payload is just GVW minus curb weight. If your van weighs 2,000 kilos empty, you get 1,500 kilos for your stuff. If it weighs 2,200, you're down to 1,300. That 200 kilo difference is a washing machine and a bookshelf you now can't legally carry.
Legally is the word. Get pulled over overweight, and it's not a warning. It's a fine, and they can make you unload on the spot.
The game is finding the lightest empty van that still has enough cargo space for your move. That's the first tension. The second is where you actually get the van from. The Israeli market splits into two worlds. You've got the general rental agencies, Eldin, Shlomo Sixt, Budget, where vans are a side business. They make their money on Corollas and I-20s for tourists. Vans are an afterthought.
Which means smaller fleet, older models, and in August they're gone by the 10th.
Then you've got specialized transporter rental companies. These places only do cargo vans. Their whole business is movers, delivery drivers, contractors. They carry newer fleets, they understand payload, and they stock loading equipment, dollies, straps, blankets, that a general agency might charge you extra for if they have it at all.
It's not just price versus price. It's whether the van exists when you need it, whether you can drive unlimited kilometers without sweating the overage, and whether you can actually secure your load properly.
With that framework in mind, let's talk about what you'll actually find on Israeli rental lots. The dominant player, hands down, is the Peugeot Boxer. And it's not alone. It's got two identical siblings wearing different badges.
The Citroen Jumper and the Fiat Ducato.
All three are built on the same platform. It's called Seville Nord, a joint venture between PSA and Fiat that's been running since the 70s. Same chassis, same engine, same everything. The only difference is the grille and the logo on the steering wheel.
When Eldin tells you they've got a Boxer and Shlomo Sixt offers you a Ducato, you're essentially looking at the same vehicle with different branding, which is actually useful. It means you can take whatever's available and the payload math stays consistent.
They dominate here for a reason. The Boxer and Ducato have local assembly and a strong service network in Israel. Parts are everywhere. Mechanics know them inside out. A Ford Transit breaks, and you might be waiting on a part from Turkey. A Boxer breaks, and three garages within walking distance can fix it.
Which matters when you're on a tight-moving schedule, and the van is your entire logistics plan.
Let's get into the numbers. The configuration you'll see most often is the L2H2, that's medium wheelbase, medium roof. Curb weight sits around 1,900 to 2,000 kilos depending on the trim. That leaves you with a payload of 1,500 to 1,600 kilos.
What does 1,500 kilos actually mean in furniture terms?
It's a three-room apartment in one trip. Sofa, double bed with mattress, dining table with four chairs, a washing machine, and about 10 moving boxes. Loaded efficiently, and you still got room for two people in the cab. That's the Tel Aviv move. Daniel's probably picturing. Get it done in a single run, no second trip back across the Ayalon at rush hour.
If you pick the wrong van, say a Citroen Berlingo, you're looking at a GVW under 2.5 tons and a payload of maybe 600 or 700 kilos. That same apartment now takes three trips. You've tripled your rental time, tripled your mileage, and you'll want to lie down in traffic.
The Berlingo is a fine van for delivering flowers. It is not a moving van. But people grab it because it's cheaper per day and they don't do the payload math.
The Boxer L2H2 is the workhorse. What if you need even more?
Then you go to the L3H2, long wheelbase, medium roof. This is where the payload sweet spot lives. Some trims of the Ducato and Boxer in this configuration get the curb weight down as low as 1,850 kilos. That pushes your legal payload up to 1,650 kilos. Cargo volume jumps to around 13 to 15 cubic meters.
That extra 150 kilos is meaningful. That's a refrigerator or a large bookshelf you didn't have to leave behind.
It's all about the trim. The base models strip out bulkheads, roof racks, heavy interior lining. Every kilo they shed goes straight into your payload budget. If you're moving heavy items, you want the lightest spec they've got on the lot.
There's something almost perverse about hunting for the rental van with the fewest features.
Welcome to the world of GVW optimization. Now, there's a dark horse worth mentioning, the Renault Master. In certain configurations, it can actually beat the Boxer on curb weight, getting down to around 1,800 kilos empty. That's a payload pushing 1,700 kilos.
Why isn't it everywhere?
The Master shows up at some specialized agencies, but it's nowhere near as common as the Boxer Jumper Ducato Trio. The service network is thinner, parts are slower. For a one-day move, it's a great find if you can get it, but you can't count on it.
The Ford Transit? I see those around.
You do, but they're the heavy option. The Transit tends to have a higher curb weight for the same cargo volume, often north of 2,000 kilos for a comparable configuration. That eats into your payload by 100 to 200 kilos compared to a Boxer. It's a solid van, drives nicely, but for maximizing what you can legally carry within 3.5 tons, it's not the winner. The local assembly and parts network for the French-Italian platform just makes it the default.
The rental lot hierarchy is clear. The Boxer, Jumper, and Ducato are your first choice. The Renault Master is your lucky find. The Transit works, but costs you capacity. And the Berlingo is for when you've given up on your possessions entirely.
We know which vans to look for, but where you rent them from changes the math completely.
Because the van itself is only half the equation. The other half is whether the agency actually has it when you show up, and what happens when you drive it past 200 kilometers.
Let's start with the general agencies. Eldon, Shlomo Sixt, Budget. These are car rental companies first. Vans are maybe 5% of their fleet. They'll have a handful of Boxers and Jumpers, often older models that have been through a few move-in seasons already.
In August, they evaporate.
The ghost van problem. You book online, you show up, and the agent gives you that look. The one that says the van you reserved is somehow still in Haifa and probably will be until Tuesday. General agencies overbook their small van fleets constantly during peak season because they'd rather lose a moving customer than a tourist who wants a Mazda for 2 weeks.
You're standing there with a moving truck booked for the next morning and no van.
That's when people panic, rent a Berlingo, and do three trips. The specialized agencies don't have this problem, or at least not to the same degree. Places like U-Rent, Van Gogh, or local operations, Miscar, Haskara, their entire inventory is cargo vehicles. 50 vans instead of 5. When one goes down for maintenance, they've got another.
They're not competing with tourists.
Their customers are movers, contractors, delivery drivers, people who book vans as their primary vehicle, not an afterthought. So the fleet is newer, better maintained, and the terms are built around how people actually use cargo vans.
Which means what, in practice?
That's the biggest differentiator. General agencies typically cap you at 200 kilometers per day. Go over and you're paying anywhere from 1 to 2 shekels per extra kilometer. For a move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that's about 120 kilometers round trip, you're fine. But if you're doing multiple runs or moving from Haifa to Tel Aviv and back, you're looking at 180 kilometers minimum. Add a second trip and you're suddenly paying overage.
The overage adds up fast.
Let's put real numbers on it. A general agency quotes you 350 shekels a day for a boxer with a 200 kilometer limit. A specialized agency quotes 400 shekels a day with unlimited mileage. On the surface, the general agency looks 50 shekels cheaper.
The surface is lying.
Take the Haifa to Tel Aviv move. Round trip is about 180 kilometers, so you're under the cap. The general agency is genuinely 50 shekels cheaper on the base rate. But the specialized agency included loading straps and a dolly. Equipment that would cost you another 50 shekels to rent separately. So the price is actually identical and you didn't have to make a second stop to pick up equipment.
If the move needs a second trip, the general agency price breaks entirely.
Now you're at 360 kilometers. That's 160 over the cap, at let's say a shekel 50 per kilometer. That's another 240 shekels. Your 350 shekel rental just became nearly 600. The specialized agency is still 400 flat.
The mileage cap is a trap for anyone who doesn't know exactly how far they're driving.
Most people moving apartments don't. They think it's one trip. Then they realize the sofa wouldn't fit with the bed frame loaded the way they did it, and suddenly they're making a second run.
What about the deposit situation?
That's the other hidden cost. General agencies typically want a credit card deposit of 3,000 to 5,000 shekels. That's a hold on your card that can take days to release. Specialized agencies are more flexible. Some take cash deposits, some have lower holds, some just take a standard pre-authorization. If you're already stretched thin from paying a security deposit on the new apartment, having 5,000 shekels frozen on your card for a week is not trivial. General agencies treat cargo coverage as an add-on, 50 to 100 shekels extra per day, and even then the coverage might be limited. Specialized agencies often bundle basic cargo insurance into the rate because they know you're hauling your entire life in the back. It's not comprehensive, but it's better than the standard rental car policy that explicitly excludes cargo.
The specialized agency looks better on almost every dimension for an actual move.
For a one-time apartment move, it's not even close. The unlimited mileage alone changes the economics. Add the included equipment, the better availability in August, and the fact that the staff can actually advise you on load distribution and tie-down points. That expertise is worth something when you've never secured a dining table in a cargo van before.
When does the general agency make sense?
You're picking up a single couch from a seller in Rishon LeZion, or you're doing an IKEA run to Netanyahu. You're driving maybe 80 kilometers total, you don't need loading equipment beyond your own arms, and you want the convenience of a rental counter that's 5 minutes from your apartment. General agencies have more locations. Eldon alone has something like 15 branches across the country. Specialized agencies might have 2 or 3.
It's convenience of location versus reliability of actually getting a van.
For anything involving a full apartment, the specialized agency wins on price, predictability, and peace of mind. Book 2 weeks in advance for either type during summer, but if you have to choose one, go specialized.
There's a 3-day scenario that makes this even clearer. Say you're doing a multi-stop move, clearing a storage unit, picking up furniture from family, then the main apartment load.
General agency, 3 days at 350 is 1050, plus mileage overage that could easily hit another 300 or 400 shekels. Specialized agency, 1200 shekels flat, unlimited kilometers, equipment included. You pay 150 more on the base rate, but you know the final number before you start driving. No surprises when you return the keys. If you're taking notes, here's what actually matters. First, for any move bigger than a single room of furniture, go specialized. The unlimited mileage and included equipment erase the price difference and you'll actually get the van you booked.
Which sounds obvious until you're standing in an Eldon at 8 in the morning being offered a Berlingo and a sympathetic shrug.
Second, the van itself. Boxer or Ducato, L2H2 or L3H2. That's your target. If the agency offers you something smaller, you're signing up for multiple trips and you'll pay for it in time and mileage.
The Bilingo and Kangoo aren't just smaller. They're a different category of vehicle. They're for plumbers, not movers.
Third point, and this one people miss constantly, check the curb weight on the actual rental agreement. Some of these vans have been fitted with roof racks, heavy bulkheads, reinforced flooring for commercial use. All of that eats into your payload. If you're moving a washing machine and a refrigerator, ask for the lightest trim they've got.
A roof rack you don't need could cost you 50 kilos of legal carrying capacity. That's a whole armchair.
Peak season is June through September, and even the specialized agencies feel the squeeze. Book 2 weeks out minimum. The Boxer and Ducato are the first to go because everyone who's done this before knows to ask for them.
There's something satisfying about reducing an entire stressful life event to 4 bullet points.
The move itself will still be chaos, but the van part doesn't have to be. The rental market isn't standing still. There's a question hovering over all of this that I think about every time I see a new electric van announcement.
The battery problem.
The eDucato is already in production, the eTransit is coming, and these things are heavy. A battery pack big enough for meaningful range adds 300 to 400 kilos compared to the diesel version. That comes straight out of your payload.
A Boxer that gave you 1600 kilos of capacity suddenly gives you 12 or 1300. Same license limit, same GVW ceiling, less stuff in the back.
The 3.5-ton limit was written for diesel vans that weigh 2 tons empty. Nobody was thinking about batteries when they set that number. So we're heading toward a situation where either the license limit gets bumped up, which means new testing, new regulations, probably a new license category, or renters just accept that an electric moving van carries less.
Or you rent a diesel van for your move and the electric one for lighter hauling. The market will segment itself.
But the other thing coming is the on-demand model. In Europe, there are already apps where you book a van for 4 hours instead of a full day. Unlock it with your phone, return it to a designated parking spot, pay by the hour. It's basically the electric scooter model applied to cargo vans.
Which would solve the quick trip problem entirely. IKEA run single furniture pickup. You don't need a full day for that.
It hasn't really landed in Israel yet, but the infrastructure is creeping in. Once one of the mobility apps decides to add cargo vans to their fleet, the whole rental calculus shifts. Why pay 400 shekels for a day when you need it for 3 hours?
The specialized agencies might actually be the ones to launch it. They've already got the fleet and the expertise.
That's my bet. And when it happens, the advice we just laid out, Boxer or Ducato, specialized agency, book early, still holds. The vehicle math doesn't change just because you're unlocking it with an app. The payload limits, the license ceiling, the curb weight game, all of that remains.
The future is the same problem with a better interface.
Which is honestly most of modern life. But the core takeaway stands, right van, right agency, know your curb weight. Do those three things, and the move itself might still be miserable, but at least the van won't be the reason why.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
The mantis shrimp's genus name, Odontodactylus, comes from the Greek for toothed finger, a description coined in 1885 by a British zoologist who had never seen a live one and was working entirely from a preserved specimen shipped back from the Pacific.
I don't know what to do with the phrase tooth finger, but I know I don't like it.
That'll sit with me.
This has been my Weird Prompts. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show. Our producer is Hilbert Flumingtop. Daniel sends the prompts, and we'll be back soon with another one.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.